Today we're talking about what notes to choose, and we're going to think about it through the lens of chords. Now, remember, a chord is a combination of three notes. It's a triad. That's another name for chord. Usually it'll have the root on the bottom. The lowest note will be the root, and that's what we name it after. And then the other notes will be called the 3 and the 5. So it's every other note. And if you're looking at the PDF, you'll see I created a C chord. You got the root, which is C, and then you have the 3, which is an E, and the 5, which is a G. So let's sing through the chords in the key of C. Our one chord is 1, 3, 5. Our two chord is 2, 4, 6. Our three chord is 3, 5, 7. Our four chord is 4, 6, 1. Our five chord is 5, 7, 2. Sorry, I didn't realize it would be so high, but I guess it is. Our six chord is 6, 1, 3. Our seven chord is 7, 2, 4. And then, of course, if we kept going, it would just wrap around again to another C chord. 1, 3, 5. Okay, the notes, of course, being C, E, G, D, F, A, E, G, B, F, A, C, G, B, D, A, C, E, B, D, F. Okay, now, since we're talking about these, the other reminder I want to throw out there is that in a major key like this, you're going to have the one chord being a major chord. And that makes it sound happy. The middle note is 4 semitones away from the bottom note, the root. The 2 chord in a major key is always going to be a minor 2. That's why it sounds sad. The 3 chord is likewise going to be a minor chord. 4 chord's always major. There's that happy sound again. 5 chord is always major as well. 6 chord is always minor. The middle note is only 3 semitones away from the root. 7 chord is diminished. You've got 3 semitones and then another 3 semitones, making it the most squashed together chord of them all. Hence the name diminished. And then we're back to the beginning. Okay, so when choosing what note to sing, you want to sing one of the notes that's in the chord that's being played. So if the band is playing a one chord, you want to sing 1 or 3 or 5 of your scale, because that's the chord that's happening underneath you. Okay, now let's look at the example on page 2 of the PDF. The band is going to play a 1 chord, 5 chord, 1 chord. In the key of C, I'm playing C, G, and C again. So one option is I could choose to sing 1, 7, 1, which is C, B, C. It sounds good with the chords, C, B, C, because C is in the first chord, B is in the second chord, and C is in the last chord again. Another option is I could sing E, D, E, which would be 3, 2, 3. That's the middle note of that chord, the top note of the 5 chord, and then the middle note of C. Or I could even go 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, because G is in both of these chords. It's the top note of my 1 chord, and it's the bottom note of my 5 chord, which is named G. 5, 5, 5, G, G, G. Hope that makes sense. Okay, so here's your homework, and you do have to email this to me, and it is required. Choose a backing track. It can be any karaoke track, does not matter. And I want you to sing some notes over it. You can just sing, oh, oh, oh. And I want you to make sure that you are singing notes that are in the chord that's happening underneath your melody, okay? Underneath you, there's going to be chords. You got to listen. You got to figure out what number chord it is. And then you can email it to me. Okay, now here's something that can make this easier for you if that sounds a little bit intimidating. Go back to the lesson where we listened to instrumentals together, and there's an answer key that tells you what chords it is. And go use one of those backing tracks as your backing track. Go use one of those as your karaoke and just make up some notes over it, because that'll ensure you and reassure you that you are thinking of the chords correctly. If you want to venture out on your own and choose another backing track that I haven't given you the answer to, that's fine too. If you have any trouble, you can email me for help. Okay? Now, the next thing I want to talk about after you do that is passing tones. When you have a chord and you're singing over it, not everyone writes the melody only using 1 and 3 and 5. Some people write a melody that has passing tones in between. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The 2 and the 4 are passing tones in that application. Think of the melody, do, a deer, a female deer. The melody being 1, 2, 3, 1, 3, 1, 3. And the chord underneath is a 1 chord the whole time. But the melody has a 2 in it. Between a 1 and a 3. That is a passing tone. Okay. Happy birthday is another example. Happy birthday. That's a 1 chord. Happy birthday. But the 6 is actually a passing tone. Well, you could call it a passing tone. Other people would say it makes it a C6 chord, but we don't need to worry about all that. So happy. There's a G, which is one of the notes in our chord, so that's fine. Happy, that's allowed. But then they go burr, they go outside of the options. That's not a 1, 3, or 5, that's a 6. Birth, and then they go back to 5. Day. So it resolves back to a note in the chord. And that's what passing tones often do. 5, 5, 6, passing tone, 5. Right? So I want you to write on your PDF or type, what is an example of a song that uses a passing tone? Besides Do a Deer, besides Happy Birthday, what other song uses this passing tone concept in its melody construction? Explain what number it uses and what chord it is over. If you have trouble thinking of songs that do this, you can email me and I can give you songs, and then you can still figure out what chord it is and what number it is. That's the passing tone. Finally, the last thing I want to talk about is color tones. This part is optional. So you can send the PDF without this part filled out if you're already like maxed out. But color tones, while it's a bit more advanced, is understandable, and I think you'll get it. In music theory, you can make a thicker chord than a triad. You don't have to just keep it to 3 notes. I could make a 1, a 3, a 5, and a 7. I can make 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. Norah Jones has a famous example of this. Let's move into the key of B-flat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. She starts her song on 7. Waited till, right? But the chord is a 1 major 7 chord. The chord being played is B-flat major 7. It's not a triad, it's a 4-note chord. I don't really know that song, but I know it starts on a major 7. So that's a famous example. So what is, final part of the homework, what's an example of a song that uses a color tone? Besides Norah Jones, Don't Know Why, it doesn't have to start on the color tone. Just pick a song that has it somewhere in there. Explain what number it uses and what chord it's over. Okay. Let me go ahead and tell you guys a few, like if it's hard to think of songs and you're just like, I don't want to go search the internet for songs. Let me tell you a few that have passing tones in them and that have color tones in them. Holy Spirit by Brian and Katie Torwalt has passing tones in it. That could be pretty easy to find. Oh, Let's Stay Together by Marvin Gaye has color tones in the melody. that could be possible to find. Die with a Smile has color tones in the melody. Pink Pony Club has passing tones. Beautiful Things by Benson Boone has passing tones in it. Somewhere Over the Rainbow has color tones in the melody. Oh, I Want to Hold Your Hand, passing tones. Definitely, a lot of passing tones in there. I think September by Earth, Wind & Fire actually has some color tones in it as well. I'd have to dive into that and make sure, but I'm pretty sure. So hopefully those suggestions help. Okay, guys, email me your homework, and I'll see you in the next lesson.